Now, of all of the things you might expect to receive on your birthday, a train commissioned in your honour perhaps isn't the first present that springs to mind. But this Monday, Sir Nicholas Winton, the British Stock Exchange clerk who quietly saved more than 650 Czech Jewish children from the Holocaust and told no one for more than 50 years, turned 99. In Prague, the occasion was marked by representatives of Czech Railways, as well as the Film Academy of Miroslav Ondříček in Písek. Together, they announced an ambitious new project called the Winton Train, which will retrace the route of the original Prague-London Kinder Transport, which saved so many. Young filmmakers inspired by Mr. Winton's deeds will be among those who'll take part in the journey. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Next year, it will be 70 years since Sir Nicholas Winton, a former stock exchange clerk, helped 669 Jewish children escape Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia, a deed he kept secret even from his own wife for almost half a century. She only discovered the truth in the late 1980s, coming upon an old briefcase in the attic containing lists of children's names and letters from their parents. Ever since, Mr. Winton's story has gained worldwide attention and continues to inspire countless people, something organizers from Czech Railways and a film school in southern Bohemia now want to highlight. Throughout 2008, students at cooperating film schools across Europe and North America will work on productions either inspired by Mr. Winton's story or similar stories of sacrifice and selflessness in the world today. Olga Dabrovská is a professor at the Miroslav Ondříček Film Academy in Písek.
All the final films will be screened at the Winton Fest organized by us together with the London Film Academy. Then they will also be screened at the Student Film Festival in Písek, and they will also be broadcast by Czech TV as well as other broadcasters in the European Union.
These students, together with others, will then also take part in a reenactment of the original Kinder transports. Historic steam engines will travel from Prague across Germany and the Netherlands before reaching London, where the final train will be met by Sir Nicholas Winton himself. Wherever possible, Czech railway organizers said on Monday, historic engines and railway cars will be used, although not always the originals. For example, the train leaving the Czech capital will be one loaned from Hungary, as suitable Czech trains from the period are no longer operational. Czech Railways' Zbigněk Honis said on Monday the same idea would apply even across the English Channel.
We are looking for a ferry from the period which could transport us across La Manche as opposed to travelling through the channel.
If everything goes as planned, the Winton train will leave Prague on September the 1st, 2009, the anniversary of the original departure of the last Kinder transports out of Czechoslovakia, organized on the eve of war by Mr. Winton. On the occasion, a plaque commemorating Mr. Winton's contribution will also be unveiled at Prague's main station.